Chapter 1. It's after lunch rush, and the man at the window orders a Sam special, large fries, and a chocolate shake. A pretty standard request. But while he waits, alone now that the line has dwindled to nothing, he jabbers on about this and that, then finally asks the question, as if he hasn't been working up to it all along.
You're a private investigator, right?
The man is a stranger, a face Cork O'Connor can't recall ever having seen in Tamarack County before, and Cork is good at remembering faces.
I have a license, but mostly I flip burgers. On the whole, I find it safer.
Cork slides the bag containing the burger and fries across the window counter, then hands the man the shake.
That'll be $9.75.
The man takes a 10 from his shiny wallet, gives it to Cork, and says,
"Keep the change."
He stands looking at the bag and the shake, shifting a little on his feet, and finally comes out with it.
"I need your help."
"The kind that requires a PI license?"
"Yeah, that kind."
"I'll meet you at the door."
Cork turns to his son, Stephen, who is scraping the charred grease from the lunch rush off the grill. Cork's son is 21, average height and build, but his Ojibwe heritage is evident in the dark brown of his eyes, the near black of his hair, and the prominence of his cheekbones. More than any of Cork's children, he displays his Anishinaabe ancestry.
"Watch the window," Cork says.
Stephen nods, and Cork leaves the prep area and walks to the rear of Sam's place. It's an old Quonset hut, circa World War II, which an Ojibwe man named Sam Winter Moon, long deceased, converted into a burger joint at the edge of Iron Lake on the outskirts of Aurora, a small town deep in the Great North Woods of Minnesota, a stone's throw from the Canadian border.